When I talk with the staff at the Army Recruiting Office in Lansing, they were adamant that people do not join the military because they're down on their luck.
I know there is that myth that's out there, that stigma that the people that join the military, join the Army, are, you know, from the lower classes. It's a last resort, but it's definitely not.
That's Staff Sergeant Vic Sisoda, and he's a recruiter for the Army.
We have an array of different soldiers from different classes. Each and every single person has a different story, different background of where they came.
Sisoda himself says he came from a family of means, but he still decided to join up because he wanted to serve. He wanted to give back. The decision to join for a lot of the soldiers I talked with was based on a sense of duty and a desire to serve their country, especially after 9/11. Tom Philpott has been writing about military personnel issues for more than 30 years. Philpott says patriotism, yes, but pay and benefits go a long way, too.
Parents all over the country who have a child interested in serving the military, I imagine that quite a bit of the argument in the family on whether to go in or not is the package of benefits that they would receive.
After World War II, the GI Bill was credited with helping to build the middle class in America. Philpott says today's post-9/11 GI Bill is as good as the GI Bill of World War II. In some cases, it will pay for full tuition and expenses at an Ivy League school. And in addition to the GI Bill, there are other benefits, pay bonuses, health benefits, home loans, and various tax credits and incentives. All of these things are designed to attract quality recruits to the all-volunteer military. Trevor Shewey's family is pretty typical for an average military recruit.
Well, we're a middle low-income family. My parents are blue-collar parents.
His family owns a farm near South Haven. Shewey graduated in 2004 from Michigan State University with a degree in criminal justice and some pretty hefty college loans. He couldn't find a good-paying job, so he started thinking about joining the military. His dad had been in the Army, and his brother was in the Air Force. After looking at all the options, Shewey decided to enlist in the Coast Guard in 2005.
A lot of it was just for the financial stability of it, for, you know, knowing you're going to be getting this amount of money, and that's not going to go down, your job's not going to go away, your hours aren't going to go away. That's what it is. It's going to be there on the 1st and 15th of every month.
He was stationed in Florida, but after a while, life in the military started getting to him. He began having panic attacks, and he had trouble with alcohol. And after 2.5 years of trying to make it work, he decided he had had enough. He came back home in 2008 and managed to find some work, but nothing that lasted.
The hardest thing for me is the lack of ability to find a good job, to find something, you know, that'll stick. And just never thought that that'd be a problem. And, you know, moving back with your parents when you're 30 years old, it's sobering. It's tough to do.
He recently looked into getting food stamps just to help him get by, something he says he's never had to do before. He says in his personal experience, his military background has not helped him in his job searches. In Michigan, the unemployment rate for veterans stood at 13.1% this past September, and that rate is higher for post-9/11 veterans. A recent Pew Research study looked at what life is like when post-9/11 veterans return home. And when they asked whether their experience in the military will help them get ahead in life, 3 out of 4 of them said yes, it will help them get ahead in life. At this point, Shewey is not even thinking about getting ahead. He just wants some stability in life. He wants to become a certified welder. Vocational and technical education is now a new benefit of the post-9/11 GI Bill, and it will cover up to 90% of his costs. Shewey says that's something that makes him feel lucky, because he feels like he can start over again. I'm Mark Brush, Michigan Radio News.